So it is indeed really great to be back together in person, and so many of you have been gathering online, and that's great as well, a great big welcome into 2021 together. If you've jumped in on messages in the past couple of years, you've heard me talk about how much our family enjoys hiking. Hiking has been something very restorative and life-giving and just really a sense of recreation out in God's creation for our family. So here are a few seriously good scenes. We've worked at gathering good scenes via my phone and the camera on there. You know how this goes. You're just grabbing good scenes. And so here's one. This is from not this past fall, but fall of 2019. We're down in the Holtwood area. My wife, Nance, my sister-in-law, Rachel Strayer, and then the biggest little guy around, Josiah. And we had a great day. This is one of the scenes we caught. It was so good. It was so beautiful. It was so colorful. Just the splashes of color against the scenery. It was just really, really good. Here's another one. This happened, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, it was earlier that year in the spring. And this was just one of those, like, the water had been rushing, snow had melted, and so I went ahead and forged down into the stream, turned around and snapped this, and it was just really, really, really so good, so beautiful. This one's out in the middle of Nowheresville, Kentucky, Kentucky land. We were delivering Joel back to Asbury near Lexington, and this is one of those natural bridges. Incredible. We were down below with this scene. We went up on top, walked across the bridge. Again, just so good. Just so good. Just such beautiful God's creation. Just so good. And reality is that we've had some not good scenes. In fact, we had one. I don't even have a picture of it. It turned so bad. I should have, but I didn't capture the scene. It turned so not good because our whole family got lost. Yeah, we got lost out there in the woods. You're not supposed to be able to do that, right? We got turned around on some trail. Then we ended up off the trail. We ended up off that. Oh, it was horrible. And then, of course, we got concerned about whether we had enough water or not. Suddenly, we were sure we were going to all of us die, you know, because we didn't have water. And then everybody got grumpy and angry and sweaty and all kinds of other biological issues. And, you know, it was just one of those things where it's like, this is not good. Fortunately, we got back on a right trail, a good trail, and I'm here to tell you we survived, but it was not good. And then if you were around last fall, you heard me tell about this not good scene. We'd been on a beautiful hike, and the smash and grab happened. Our van window came back, and some bad guys decided to be violent and smashed and grabbed a purse and all that good stuff. It was not good. Not good. You know, such good versus not good in our world of hiking is very reminiscent of rolling from 2020 into 2021. We'd all say that the previous year held some sprinkles of good, but a lot more not good, right? If we're just honest about it, a whole lot of not good. And we've surely been hoping that 2021 will bring a lot more good life. Unfortunately, we had the opening week, and I've already heard people say, I've done the 7-day free trial of 2021. I'd like to cancel my subscription. Some of you thought that this week, didn't you? Yes, this week was rugged. And it was violent. The violent, provoked insurrection at the Capitol was evil. It was wicked. It was self-centered. It was arrogant. It was sinful. And so saddening. So saddening. Whatever side you consider yourself on politically, you have to understand that is not Jesus' kingdom. Christ followers are called to the way of peace. We are called to the way of love. We are called to walk that path of righteousness. It was not good. And we're all longing and hoping, right? We're all longing and hoping, but how do we move beyond pipe dreams and fancy wishes into something very substantive and intentional and deeply hopeful? In these opening 5 weeks of 21, we'll explore what it looks like to step into a truly good life, a good life that is anchored in King Jesus, a good life that is rooted and grounded in the righteous kingdom, Jesus' kingdom, a place of hope, a place of prevailing love, a place of peace, a place of truth. In these opening 5 weeks, we're going to go on that kind of adventure together. And I want to encourage you to be soaking up places like Matthew 5 through 7, places like Matthew 22, 34 through 40. We have an exploration guide that's been created. There are print copies here if you're in person today. I challenge you to go on this adventure. Dive into it. I invite you online, if you're joining online, there's a digital copy available. You can access it right there. I challenge you to soak in, starting this week, spots like Matthew 5 through 7, Matthew 22, 34 to 40. We see a set of really good trails. All that we'll talk about in this series, foundational to it, is a set of good trails we find in Genesis 1 and 2. So I invite you to join me there. If you have a copy of God's Word, I invite you to grab it, turn there. If you've got an app on your phone, fire it up. Let's go digital together. Genesis 1 and 2. I'll read some segments and we'll explore these good life trails together. Some good life trails together. Look with me at Genesis 1, 1 through 5, right at the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good. Note that, underscore that. The light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, grab those three words, and God said. They are repeated over and over and over again across this chapter. And God said, verse 6. And God said, verse 9, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24. Here's the first good trail for all of us to walk. If we're going to walk with King Jesus, if we're going to walk a new way, we're going to walk a new path in 2021. Here's the first really, really good trail to walk. Here it is. Walk in God's creative words. Walk in God's creative words. God's creative work is initiated by his speaking, by his words. And God said, it's a full-on statement of his creative intention, his will, his character, his very person, who he is and what he does. And we see it in living color, beautiful, beautiful, good, good scene, good scenes, all throughout Genesis 1, all throughout Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. We have the opportunity to walk in creative words. Right here, we encounter God as good, as life-giving, as intentionally creative, even at points joyfully playful as he creates. Don't miss that about God. I mean, good grief. Anybody who would create a rhinoceros and a giraffe and an elephant and my wacky dog? I mean, whoa. Gotta have some sense of joyful play. And God said, How appropriate then that Jesus himself is called the Word. John's Gospel, chapter 1. Take a look, John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word. Now, no, don't miss it, how much this sounds like Genesis 1. Note it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was, noted, in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And God said, we walk in creative words. Listen to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, St. Paul says, the Son, that is the Word, that is Jesus, that is Christ, the King, the Messiah, the Son is, note it, underscore it, the image, underscore that, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Note what that means. Note what that means. Note what that means. For in him, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things. And then note this, and in him, all things hold together. If you felt really shaky lately, and so many of us have, these are crazy days. Voices, 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 voices. Expectations, demands, and commands. Voices, voices, voices. At the start of 2021, more than ever, friends, more than ever, we need to listen to one voice, the Word of God. One voice. Notice, he holds it all together. If you felt like everything's shaking, everything's coming loose, everything's coming apart, take a big deep breath. Know in the depths of your heart of hearts that King Jesus is still in control. King Jesus is still holding it all together. Is that good news? Yeah. He's still holding it all together. Even when it feels like it's all cutting loose, he's still holding it all together. Verse 18. It moves up really close, right on top of us. Whether you're gathered here in person or you're online together today, we're one body in Christ. And note what verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. We sang about it earlier. The resurrecting king is resurrecting me. So that in everything, he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through the blood, his blood shed on the cross. Now, note it, friends, from the beginning, from creation itself to recreation and reconciling and redeeming, he does new things. He does glorious good things. He's holding it all together, and he's doing a new thing for you and for me. He loves to do the new thing, and he does it through his speech. He does it through his words. This trail, God's creative word, deeply moves me. His creative word deeply moves me, and it should really move all of us to listen for his words. In the midst of all those voices, oh my goodness, all those voices, all of the sounds and the sights and the images, all of it's so distracting and maddening, right? You felt it this week. I felt it in all kinds of different arenas. In the midst of all of it, his words, his goodness, his grace matters most. His voice matters most. Let's be people in 2021 of God's word. Let's be people of the word. Let's be people of the written word, the holy book. Let's be people of the book. Let's be people of the holy word. So even the trail we're giving you with the exploration guide, I'm serious. Join in with that. Join in with that. I can't plead with you enough. Join in with that. It will change you from the inside out. It will be transformative. Join in with the written word and join in the living word of Jesus himself. Jesus himself, by his Spirit, resurrecting you, by his Holy Spirit, working in your spirit to breathe new life, to work recreation in you and through you. Jesus loves to do that. Why? Because he is the visible image of the invisible God. And so how do we know what God looks like? How do we know what truth is? How do we know what's right? How do we know righteous paths? We look at Jesus. We look at Jesus' example. We look at Jesus' words. We look at Jesus' teaching. It's all about Jesus. That'll change you, friends. I hope and pray it changes me, changes us. The Word of God. The Word of God. Both written, the Holy Bible, the sacred text, the sacred scriptures themselves. Amidst all the voices, listen to one voice, the most important voice, Jesus' voice, King Jesus' voice. Here's the second good trail for intentionally good life in 21. Walk in good creation and celebration. Walk in good creation and celebration. If you've given Genesis 1 a further look, if you've had it open there on your phone or your iPad or whatever you're using, you can't miss it. Glance across it, you can't miss it. Over and over and over again, over and over and over again. And God saw that it was good. Will you say it with me? Let's say it together. And God saw that it was good. One more time. And God saw that it was good. And what happens? He creates, he backs up, he celebrates. Watch this, take a look. This might help us just kind of get into the scene. Take a look, watch. So good, so good, so beautiful. And we have the opportunity to walk in good creation and celebration. We have the opportunity, made in the image of God, to fulfill his purposes, to aim for that kind of blessing and flourishing in our lives in 2021. The Hebrew term for good is tov. Tov. Scott McKnight captures it this way. So everything God created is tov. When everything is spoken and accomplished, when all the intricate harmonies are formed, God's glory echoes through all creation. Tov me'oth. Very good. Very well done. Perfect harmony. What a masterpiece. All these English terms and more, McKnight says, are found in the word tov. Look at verse 26. Back in Genesis 1, verse 26, the account gets very specific. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, note it, in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. Note it. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has the fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. Verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus, top of chapter 2, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating he had done. We have this incredible opportunity, amazing opportunity, to walk in paths of good creation and celebration. Notice God's specific work related to humans. Notice it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. We were made in God's image, male and female. We were and we are blessed. That's a very holistic idea. very holistic idea of flourishing in his creative likeness. Flourishing in his creative likeness, living in shalom with God, with one another, and with all creation. Living in shalom with God, with one another, and with all creation. That was God's intention. And we are called to royal work, notice it, to rule and to reign, serving and laboring like God. And that includes then holy rest, like we see on day 7 in chapter 2. Let 21 be your year. Let 21 be your year for greater creativity and celebration. Good celebration. So how about aiming to engage in more of God's original intention? I challenge you, maybe even before you leave today, but certainly in the next 24 hours, to slow down, to think about what good you'll aim to create and celebrate. And one of the great ways to do that is build your own start doing list. Have you done that yet this year? Now, don't make it too complicated. Don't make it full of points and subpoints and blah, 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 blah. Just a set of start doing. New creation kinds of things. Let your list include relationship cultivation. I've got several goals like that with some friends and some new friends I'm aiming to cultivate. And some everyday ordinary projects. Some ordinary everyday projects like your surroundings, your own planet, your own world. I did a couple things this weekend. Started with tearing down the Christmas tree. Time to change the scenery. Hung a light that needed hung. I mean, some things like that that needed to get after in order to actually get after some good change. For you, it might involve some healthier eating choices. Did you notice that stuff about fruits and veggies? Yeah. Some original intention right there. That maybe ought to go on our list, myself included, big time. Let it be character formation. That's why you're here, whether online or in person, right? Because you're aiming for some better stuff in this year. You're aiming for some change. You're aiming for some foundational transformation. That's good. Go for it. Get even a little more specific. What needs changed? What are you aiming to add that will be beautiful? How about some fresh artistic endeavor? I'm percolating on a couple things I'm dreaming about for the coming year. The rest of chapter 2, just in case you thought, okay, chapter 1, we're done with that good stuff. Well, chapter 2 still includes more language of good celebration. Verse 9 in chapter 2 speaks of trees for good food. Verses 11 and 12 speak of good gold in the land of Havilah. Try that one out. Good gold. And then we actually encounter the first not good. Verse 18. Suddenly, boom, full stop. There's a not good. What's not good? The man is alone. The man was alone and it was not good. And God remedied that not good with his creation of Eve. And all seems wonderful until the fall in Genesis 3. And yeah, we hit Genesis 3, and what happens? Adam and Eve declare their independence. Talk about ugly insurrection. They declare their independence. They eat the fruit. They deliberately disobey. And the blessed shalom is marred. Crushed in our sinful fallenness. God's own summation is seen in chapter 3 and verse 22, chapter 3 and verse 22, notice good versus evil. They knew the good, but he's like, now they know evil. And the resulting separation from the current good life and life forever good. Here's a solid place to ponder. Another essential trail. Walk in Christ's good grace. Plus, learn to say no. Walk in Christ's good grace. Plus, learn to say no. This classic, true, old story in the garden with Adam and Eve is full of God's provision after the fall. His seeking them, he comes and says, "Where are you?" And his provision of covering for them, all of these images of grace, and even early echoes of the redemption to come. In 3:15, we read of the seed of the woman, the child that will come, the offspring that will be born, that will crush the serpent's head. Yes, early echoes of reconciling and redemption. Here are images of the loving grace to come through Jesus. Again, it's all about Jesus. And it's wonderful then to read in Titus 2. Titus 2, powerful words. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. St. Paul says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." The grace of God. To all people, salvation. Paul says it teaches us, notice what he says, part of the overflow of this grace is it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own. And listen, eager to do what is good. Eager to do what is good. Will the grace of God produce the goodness of God in your life to the glory of God in 2021? Will you let the grace of God, I mean, that's how good God is, that he saw us in our sinfulness, that he saw us in our fallenness. He saw us amidst all the confusing, all the voices, all the distractions, all the expectations, all of the stuff that rages. By the way, we start thinking about series like this, like, weeks and months in advance. So just in case you, the Holy Spirit's good, even in advance of how we think and plan and pray on these kinds of things as a team. And I'm stunned when I think about the whole arc of creation and our fallenness, and then that new creation and that peace and that shalom he wants to work in us as people. He wants to take us from being self-centered, sinful, carnal, evil, self-consumed, insurrectionist people, and he wants to turn us into people of love and joy and peace. He wants to do that new creation in us, and that happens by grace. And so God's grace produces forgiveness of sins for us. And wow, I need that. And wow, you need that. We need that. That's grace. But notice where grace also goes. Did you catch it? What happens? Did you see it? We learn to say no. We learn to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. So, challenge for all of us is yes. Build that good start doing list. Build that good start doing list. But also build the stop doing list. Build the stuff that needs to go out with the trash. Build onto the list the stuff that is garbage in your life. That is indeed worldly passions. That is indeed unfruitful. That is indeed not good. I challenge you, even before you leave today, or at some point in the next 24 hours, to sit long enough to ponder. A lot of stuff going good for you, right? Yeah, that's why you're here. Here in person and joining in online. Why? Because a lot of stuff going good. But what is that one thing or that handful of things that really, it's really garbage? Our family, we have a dog that has a trash issue. Anybody else ever have a canine that has a garbage issue? Anybody? Yeah. And so our dog, he just loves to, he loves to come back and sniff out the trash. He loves to tip whatever. We have tried everything. We have done different cans. We have tried stowing it away under the sink. He finds his way into the sink. We have done everything imaginable. Finally, our architect, engineer-minded oldest son, he got after it and he built this garbage can that is like something on Fort Knox. I mean, it is huge and it is heavy. We put weights in the bottom of it. And do you know that our dog, confounded, wonderful dog, figured out how to tip it over? Now, he's a dog, but he keeps coming back to the trash. He keeps coming back to the trash. So what do we got to do about it? What do we got to do about it? Get rid of the dog? Not in your life. No, he's awesome, except when it comes to trash. In fact, I asked Nance in between services, did we remember to do what we... See, who can take out the trash? We can. Because we're not the dog. We're the humans, made in the image of God. And normally we have to go before we're going to leave the house and yank the trash bag and take it out, put it out in the garage with the rest of the trash, take it out. Why? Because we're the humans. He's the dog. We're the humans. Made in the image of God. We know how to do that. I asked Nance, I said, did we take out the trash? She looked at me horrified. I said, no. So a pretty good chance when I go home, there will be coffee grounds all over the floor. And chicken bones. And we can take out the trash. We can make the say no because of grace, the stop doing list. Grace goes there. Yes, grace takes us into the sweetness of forgiveness. Yes, grace covers it. Yes, grace lets you walk in freedom. Yes, grace does new creative character formation in you. And grace teaches you how to take out the trash. So what needs to go on your list? What is it? Ponder. Again, we've all had weeks of upheaval and all kinds of stuff at us and after us and all kinds of voices and opinions and all that. And again, we create this stuff weeks in advance. And so again, I beg you, avail yourself of this. It will be good for you. Make the hard choice to sit down deliberately and say, this needs to go to the trash. This needs to go to the trash. And that it could be power and control issues you have. It could be anger issues, that spirit of violence that leads us to insurrection in all kinds of areas of our lives, for all of us. It could be worldly greed. It could be sexual lust. It could be gossip. It could be backstabbing. Do you know that Jesus and Paul get after that stuff as much as they do what we often label the biggies? It could be haughty speech. It could be hoarding, squandering your God-given gifts. You say, what's the big deal about that? He gave them. It's part of grace. Why would you squander them? Talk about sin. Why would you squander them? Why would you hold back from blessing others with your resources or blessing others with your time and the incredible gifts God has given you? Let 2021 be your new year of walking in holiness. Yes, because you create a do things list and you create a stop doing list. Take out the trash. One more good trail and we'll be done. Walk in Jesus' life, love, and work. Don't miss what I just said. Walk in Jesus' life, love, and work. Acts 10:38, I love this summation. Look at this summation about Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth went around doing good. Would you make it your aim to be known for that in 2021? Seriously. Would you make it your aim to be known like Jesus, that you went around doing good? That's going to be our big focus for us in the coming weeks. What does Jesus spotlight as the truly good life? The truly good life, abundant life, such blessing is quite different. Get ready. It is quite different than what our mainstream culture, the overall pulse, or the overall worldly mindset says. It's much different. In fact, I challenge you to soak up what Jesus says about the blessed life. I challenge you to camp this week in opening section of Matthew 5 and see how Jesus describes a blessed life. Truly, don't whisk past it. Don't just breeze over and say, oh, that's nice. I've done that too many times. Don't do it. Soak it up. It's an upside down way to view life, to do life. It's humble. It's courageous. It's based in truth. As a church, we believe it's all about Jesus. If you've visited our website over this past year, if you've been a part of life groups on Zoom meetings or even in person, you've caught that. It's all about Jesus. It's simple, it's bold, it's profound. We are called to see life and do life more and more in his image. Why? Because he is the visible image of the invisible God. You want to know what good life looks like? You want to know what God looks like? You want to know what abundant, recreated, reconciled, redeemed, changed, transformed life looks like? We look at Jesus and we look at his teachings. Maybe you say, though, the gospel stories and so much of the written word, it can feel overwhelming. Yeah, and it's why it's really good Jesus gave us some summation statements. Some summative points. So when I said to you earlier, spend time, camp in Matthew 5 through 7, camp in Matthew 22, 37 to 40. Well, that's why, because Jesus brilliantly paints what it looks like. We say it's all about Jesus. Manor Church, as a whole church, we want to be passionate. We want to get after Jesus' life, love, and work flowing through our lives, love and work. It's all about Jesus. That manner right here, we passionately value loving God and loving others, sharing his good news, proclaiming the gospel, and doing good. And across the next 4 weeks, we're going to unpack each of those in light of the good life, the good life Jesus envisions for us. Get ready. It is going to be so good because he is good. And along the way, we're going to hear from Manor staff. So different points, I'll have the joy of interviewing different staff members and hearing updates and their vision and their dreams and some of the things they're going to invite us into during the coming year. As we finish and as the team comes back and gets ready to lead us in a closing song of reflection, look at these cap-off words from Titus 2 one more time. Notice. A people that are his very own. Notice the call. A people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Let that kind of grace, that kind of belonging, change you at the core of who you are. See, when you know you belong like that, and you know he's called you to be eager to do good, get ready for good life in 2021. Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your grace, and we invite you to stir in us a greater passion for good living in 21, the kind of good living that truly reflects your image, Lord God, because of you, King Jesus. We will give you all the glory and the praise. We want to be known as people who go around doing good. Amen.